So there, it's a vehicle. That's all it is. That's why it can't be over. You know, I tried to explain this to Dimitri where he's, you know, trying hard with the natural products, which, you know, is working out great. And I said to him, they don't want it to be over. That is why something like this will not go viral.
Now listen to this guy, and I understand that it was rigged 2 or 3 weeks ago when the National Security Agency and the Department of Energy, and I've been down to Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I worked with these guys. I worked in Los Alamos, okay? This is like, this is heavy stuff this guy's talking. You know, he'd probably get fired from, if he wants it out, we'll put it out. He says he wants it out, so we'll put it out, right?
That's his, you need to get that out.
But
get it out, but get it to anybody that will listen. Any of your contacts that'll listen, just take that tape and send it off to them, and maybe they'll play it on their shows or what have you. It has to get out there.
While people are listening to this right now, you can cut it yourself and put it out as well. I mean, this is going to be on the public podcast and on pain.tv, but these guys that he's talking about two or three weeks ago, they offered and they told the contractors, the companies that hire the contractors, right, the federal contractors, that hey, if any of your employees don't want to get this jab and they sue you, the federal government will pay for your legal fees, so don't worry about that. Don't worry about liability. We're going to cover you 100%. That's insane. That's us. Now we're paying legal fees.
Right.
Right? They're pressing this hard, man. Anytime this government has pressed this hard on anything, a lot of people die. It's as simple as that. I hate to break the news to people who love to hang the flag out on the holidays and wave their red, white, and blue pom-poms, but it's much more complicated than that. Now, when I listen to this message, this guy's, I mean, the intensity is bleeding.
Makes the hair on the back of your,
he's bleeding through, and he's one of tens of thousands of people going through this. But not only that, right? Look, when you're a federal contractor, as a federal contractor, you could be making more money doing a lot of other things because these are talented guys, right? They think that they're doing something good to keep the country safe and things like that, and because I love the country. I mean, because you really could be doing a lot of other things in the private sector with the skill sets you have and be making money hand over fist. I know. I've done both. I've gone from federal contractor to Citigroup, right? So I know. I know exactly what the hell. But when they see that the whole thing could crumble, like you hear the dopey FBI talks about, this is a national security risk. No, no, no. Now, this is a national security risk, what this guy's talking about. This is a real national security risk, not the bullshit that Christopher Wray was on the Hill yesterday talking about white supremacy. No, no, no. It's this. It's this.
Well, this is national security, and the fact that our military has been restructured and infiltrated the way in their image. Look at how they weeded out real patriots. They weeded out because you were considered radicalized or what have you. I mean, heaven forbid if you were a patriot and in the military, I thought those things would be needed, but apparently not. Apparently not. So they've done it to, I could go back years. In the police force, they started doing this, asking certain questions. And if you answered wrong, which you're answering right, but if you answer wrong for them, you were not accepted. They're looking for specifics. They're looking for those robotic people that are just going to follow orders.
Well, let's take it a step further. You make a compelling point, but this has strangely dovetailed. Some things just happened for a reason. I guess the timing of this coming in late like this, but we were talking about foreigners in medical facilities and replacing healthcare workers. Who do you think is going to replace the federal contractors?
Absolutely.
It's already being done. You're going to get
controlled demolition.
You're going to get Israeli firms in here. You're going to get Indian firms in here. You're going to get Chinese infiltration, and guys like this are going to be wondering how to feed their family.
And you brought up something right where you said that these contractors are talented and go elsewhere. Where? Because unless you're really studying the future jobs of the fourth industrial revolution, which we don't even know what half of those jobs will be, where are you going? I mean, I saw tonight, I only thought they were doing this in Japan, but apparently there's a restaurant in Dallas because they couldn't find workers. They have robots delivering your food. There's a robotic hostess. So you see, it's already here in the States where they're going to start replacing human beings with automation. So we don't even know where all these people can go if they, you know, are pushed out of their careers. Now, if you remember when Trump was taking office we were talking about those H-1 visas and all of that, remember Disney? Where they were being forced to train their replacements?
Yeah, their replacements.
Right. Again, this is not old. We are talking the Davos agenda. We are talking heavily influenced from the UN. When we talk about the sustainability agenda, this all ties in together because we are, make no mistake about it, we're not headed towards, we are in the middle of one world order. We were like the last, okay, until they could capture us. What is one world order? No borders. How's our southern border doing?
We have a southern border?
Right, exactly. Right. So you've got no southern border. We have everything coming into the country. Now you have this gentleman, you know, ringing the alarm bells on national security. We already know national security is in the shithole, but he's really given us some inside perspective of how much worse it's going to get. We're already in it. See, that's what people have to realize. We are knee deep in it. When that great reset switch happened in March of 2020, we're 19 months into this. And we already have witnessed how they've already reshaped certain things. And then you could go back and find different publications or books or playbooks or whatever. And you can see it's already there. If you look for it, it's already there. I'll give you another example. This was something, again, I don't bury you in my stuff because, like I said, you won't be happy. But do you remember a few weeks ago or a month ago, you were playing the clip of Soylent Green?
Yeah, Soylent Green. I mean, I was. There's two things I made fun of that even the young bucks say, hey, why? Every time you make fun of something from a movie, it turns into a real freak show. We made fun of the Blob with the new variant, and I was making fun of Soylent Green about the food supply and everything. And now they're saying they're gonna
okay,
merge mRNA. What?
Okay.
What's the line? Soylent Green is people?
Yes. Okay. So.
Charlie Heston.
I'm telling you.
Oh, by the way, the movie was, I think, 1972, set in 2020 in New York City. Figure that out.
No, it's spot on. Because when we talk about the sustainability agenda, and again, the fake meat, the fake food, they're taking our food. First of all, why does the melatonin and niacin help us? Because our food is crap. Our soil is crap.
Well, GMOs, doesn't it help rebuild your cells, right? Helps rehab your cells. They're damaged from all the crap.
From all the crap. And we have the GMOs and the fake food. Now, remember, even long before this, we talked last week about Peter Thiel He like Bill Gates, was cutting edge in the fake meat stuff years ago. Okay, so again, when things are here today, they've been in the making for years. So we have the fake food, and we see how they want, you know, people to basically live in pods. They want to push people to the cities or more urban living, or stack them. And we don't want to have cars. We want to, you know, walk everywhere, or have, you know, train, whatever. However, they just want to sustain the planet. Well, I stumbled upon a Vice News YouTube video from last year. So a 6-minute video, and they are covering funeral directors, sustainable funeral directors. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this, alkaline hydrolysis, where they take the body and bring it down to a liquid.
Yeah, they smelt the human body.
And they are fertilizing land with it. So there's your Soylent Green is people. This is the world we are living in. That this is the world they've built for us in the background while we're busy trying to survive life and being thrown mesmerized CIA-driven media that will never talk about this stuff, ever.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I mean, you're fertilizing crops now with people, but...
Yes.
But the big news is that Hannity and Tucker attacked somebody this week that they should have attacked 18 months ago. Everybody's sharing the clips. Yeah, no. Did you see that? I didn't see it.
We have the vaccine passports that are going to be tied in with social credit score, facial recognition stuff. It's here. It's going to come faster, but it's already here.
You know what's funny? I come full circle. I used to come home and eat dinner and take my kids to hockey practice. I think I coached hockey back. I coached hockey for so long. I used to love coaching hockey. And I was a mean fucker, too. I coached to win, man. I mean, like a lot of parents say, the most important thing is sportsmanship. Bullshit. Not when I coach. I coached to win. I used to tell parents, winning builds character. And so if your kid learns to win and learns to do what they need to do to win, that will serve them much longer and much better than losing all the time and having character from losing, believe me. Anyway, that's just me. But I used to come home.
Well, that is what's missing. That's where the complacency has come in this country. Well, when you started a few decades ago with everybody gets a trophy and everybody starts at the same starting line and, you know, you score too many points, the game's over. We don't want the other team to feel bad. This is what this country is built through indoctrination, through education, through community centers. You know, there's been sitcoms made about the parent that brought the wrong snacks to the sporting event. And, you know, everything has to be the way they have built it. Or you're wrong. The common sense people on this planet right now are the enemy to the elite. Because they don't know what to do with the common sense people or the critical thinkers. They don't know what to do next to get us to comply. Because they can't get it through their thick heads that there's nothing they can do, that most of us would rather die or fight till we die before we submit to government. And we will be considered radicalized. Common sense is now radical. Could you imagine?
Well, I have to tell you, just you bring up a very good point. I don't want to get, I guess, well, fuck the other point. I don't have to make the other point because you bring up this point. You said, where are these federal contractors going to go? They have skills and stuff, right? Where are they going to go? Well, this is not the group you want to take things away from and make them desperate. These are dangerous fucking people if they turn against you. Believe me, I know these guys have. I mean, look, I'll just break it down. These guys can do things the FBI could never dream of doing, even with the FBI's toys, because many people, not all of them, but many people in the FBI don't know what the fuck they're doing. And they depend on these contractors to get jobs done. Now, we're talking DOD, CIA, I mean, you name it. DIA is just contractors drive the machine. It's like the small business of America, right? The small businesses of America drive the economy. Well, federal contractors are the small business equivalent in the federal bureaucracy. If you fucking muscle these people out and piss them off, you're going to have a lot of problems. If they turn on you and they decide, well, you know, now you're my enemy. I used to work for you, and now you want to be my enemy. These are not the people you want to piss off. It's almost like, if you think of outside the box, it's like they're trying to pick a fight with these guys to elicit some kind of a violent response. That's how I see it. But again, we're just listening to this. It just came in. I guess he knew that you were going to be on tonight. That's why he mentioned your name. He mentioned Catherine Austin Fitz, and it came in. I'm glad we squeezed this in. The Young Bucks are monitoring the phone line.
I'm thrilled to death you squeezed this in. It needs to be heard. I mean, this man is speaking truth. His passion, the alarm bells can make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Because, it is so different when you think you know. It's like this has to be going on. But when people confirm it, just like that South Carolina nurse confirming that we knew they were euthanizing people. We knew it, but we didn't have proof.
Yeah, we knew it.
We knew it, but there was no confirmation. Once you get that confirmation, that is game changing. But what everybody has to know is this was not overnight. This is not because of a virus. This has been long in the works to reshape everything.
Well,
tear it down.
You know, we have a hot wire coming tonight on pain.tv.
I mean, think about it. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Do we have national security? Look what's in the Oval Office.
That's the point.
Is this a country protected? No. Absolutely not.
Well, you're throwing me softballs here because I was just going to mention Hotwire tonight on pain.tv. The stuff that we are hearing that's going on inside the White House, we're going to talk about, and also the stuff that you just touched on. This goes way back. Way back before 2020 and the fall of 2019. We're going to talk about that too. So people who want to tune into that, I think you'll find it very enlightening. We appreciate the support. But back to now that I worked in my shameless plug, although it
faded. When is that dropping?
You know, you never can tell.
Well, just so I can be on alert to make sure I get.
I'm going to say probably 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on Friday night.
Okay.
So great. Somewhere around there because I think it'll take most of the day to get it together today, which Friday, of course, I'm talking, even though we're recording now on Thursday into Friday, but which is good because it gives me a lot of, there's so much to cover. I don't know, this could be a long one. This might be the longest one we've ever done. I might just throw this call into that as well because the magic portal here says that was a 7-minute and 23-second call, so
it was a fantastic
perhaps
call
throw
that
in at the end
be heard.
As well, because it really does need, we need to get it out there and we'll do what we can to get it out for our crew.
He laid it out in 7 minutes. He laid it out perfectly.
Yeah. Well, see, why can't we get stuff like this? Like he's saying, why can't we get this? I turn on the TV, I see things like this. Why? I mean, what the fuck? I know the reasons why we can't, but I'm saying, what happened to this place? Let's go all the way back to city. And I'll take you back to the story real quick, and then I want your opinion on it. I used to come home with my wife and say, you won't believe this shit. They're firing people all over the country in the United States. City. Now, they weren't reducing FTEs in Mumbai and in Denmark and London, right? They wanted to get rid of U.S. workers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and they're gonna offshore everything with independent contractors, which means that financial information, your routing numbers, your account numbers, are no longer protected, and they don't give a shit.
They don't care.
They don't fucking care. I was like, and so my boss, great guy, says, put all this in writing. Make sure you mention my name in every email that we don't agree with this, because when the lawsuits start flying or there's criminal investigations, we need to be covered. And I said, no problem. He said, that's all we can do, because they've made up their mind. And then you look at that, and you look at how things, they keep chipping away a little bit. Private sector, public sector, mm-hmm. and this is where we're mm-hmm. at. This is where we're at.
Well, the biggest thing they did was drumming it in everybody's head, the statement, public-private sector. That language was written into the papers, white papers, documents, years prior to March 2020, where they made it sound like it's a good thing. We don't have to go through government legislation and arms to get things done. The private sector is going to take care of this. So they make it look like it's a good thing until it turns into a complete monster. And the private sector is demanding you wear masks and show clean paper and do all this. Now they have the power. It was just handed over to them. So yeah, they chipped away and chipped away and chipped away because they've handed it off to the private sector.
The amazing thing is here too, Marie, what he says, perfect illustration of what we've been talking about, what I've been talking about. There's no left and right in D.C. Mm-mm. The GOP is standing by. They're happy to let it all collapse because they're protected. None of these mandates for vaccines apply to Congress people and their congressmen, congresswomen, and their aides, etc. They all get a cutout.
And they all
insider trading.
Down.
You know, you name it. They're not part of us. They don't represent us. They're not even in the same fucking realm.
No, since the whole thing began, that's why I get so irritated when Republican senators or congressmen are out on social media griping about their gripes as if they're a citizen.
They create the problem and then they go complain about it. It's like
what they're doing is they're coming out and telling us they don't have the power to fix anything. They're just there. They're just a body. They don't. That's what I'm saying. Anybody running has zero power. The people that are there now have zero power. It's all behind the doors. They make up what they're going to do, and that's it. We don't know if we're going to pass this $1 trillion budget, and we have to get bipartisan. They already know what they're going to do. They're going to drag it out to this day, and then that's going to get passed because they just print the money anyway. And then they bury these little things in here, like spying on your $600 bank account. These are the plans. If you're going to collapse the banking system so that you have a direct line between the consumer and the central banks, and the IMF gives the central banks, and you go right up to the central bank with your digital currencies, this is what they want.
This is what we're going to get, too. I mean,
this is what we're going to get. Exactly.
Okay, so people are going to say this, right? Because I understand people, and it's understandable, this type of an inquiry. Well, what the hell am I supposed to do about it? Well, why don't you give us some information out here to help us. Everybody wants to a roadmap on how to be helped.
I gave suggestions a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So my point is
everybody needs to strike now. Everybody needs to paralyze this country now. We need to break their timetable. You're going to fuck us over. We might as well pull the plug on it first. That's about the only way. And when we're talking about technocracy, then people got to be willing to give up all of their comforts of communication, your data, because that's what feeds the machine, is you and your and the data. So unplug yourself from everything. Do the best you can to not, give them what they need. Eventually, they're going to make human batteries out of us. Now, go watch In the Matrix, and you'll see it's going to happen.
I don't know where this is going, but it seems to have
not good
accelerated, rather quickly. Wow, there are a number of different distractions going on, and of course, it's hard for people to keep up. I think we've done a good job on here, giving people a roadmap, just simply telling them, look, don't believe anything these people say and plan accordingly. I think that's worth its weight in gold. And plus all the little things we've talked about on Hotwire and other places that you need to be a couple steps ahead of these. And people say, well, how do I do that? Well, it's different for everybody. I don't know your circumstances, right? But you need to have a mindset out here that you're going to succeed regardless of what they throw at you. And part of that is planning. And to me, the foundation of planning is understanding from an oppositional standpoint who your enemy is. And do you even understand that these guys are your enemy? Or do you think that they're still on your side? See, that's a big hurdle. Once you understand that these guys are out to punish you, overtax you, whatever they want to do to you, that you're basically livestock. Once you understand that, then you can start seeing more opportunities out here to stay ahead of them and even defeat them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, but there's always going to be... We don't need much in this country. We already know we have a major base of sheep. We already know that. That has no way of even listening to what we're talking about. Either they're vaccinated, they're going to vaccinate their kids, they're going to...
Good luck. Good fucking luck. That's what I say to those people. Good luck. Good luck.
Right. I am very hopeful because what I see more and more every day, thank God, is more of the awakening lions. They are waking up too. It's a two-party illusion. This is, a global thing. They're getting it. Many people also were very proactive starting last year, where they did downsize. They did move rural. They did unplug. They did start learning how to grow their own food and be self-sustaining. Now, what they're doing for employment could be a million different things. They could have been a gig worker long before COVID happened. And now they're just doing better with it, or they are, believe me, ahead of the curve. Because if you study this stuff now, in 1 week, if you studied those books or some Davos videos or Yuval Harari videos where he tells you where the future is going, then you could get ahead of it, meaning for work and different things like that. So there are a lot of people waking up and ready to fight. And the amount of people that are standing their ground on not getting vaccinated and willing to lose everything is amazing. So the sheep, we don't even need them. We really don't. You go, God only knows what your expiration date is now that you've gotten a vaccine.